1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Biden has delivered an Oval Office address to the nation to make the case for continued U.S. support of Ukraine and Israel caught up in the grips of war. CBS's Linda Kenyon has the latest.
The president says helping Ukraine defend itself against Russia and Israel against Hamas are matters of vital global and national security.
When terrorists don't pay a price for their terror, when dictators don't pay a price for their aggression, they cause more chaos and death and more destruction. They keep going.
That's why he's asking for $100 billion over the next year, not only for Ukraine and Israel, but for the Indo-Pacific region and for U.S. border security. He called the funding a smart investment that he said will pay dividends for generations. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
U.S. officials say a Navy warship in the Red Sea intercepted and shot down several missiles and drones. CBS's David Martin reports from the Pentagon.
The USS Kearney fired the American military's first shot in what threatens to become a wider Middle East war, shooting down drones and cruise missiles fired in the direction of Israel by Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen.
USS Kearney, operating in the northern Red Sea earlier today, shot down three land attack cruise missiles and several drones that were launched by Houthi forces in Yemen.
Rockets, drone, and drones hit Iraqi bases housing U.S. forces in western Iraq. That according to two security sources who say multiple blasts were heard inside the base. It's not clear yet whether the attacks caused casualties or damage. Iraqi police say rockets also hit another military base hosting U.S. forces near Baghdad's international airport. House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan will take a third attempt tomorrow at becoming Speaker of the House. Jordan lost support between the first and second ballots this week. CBS's Scott McFarland.
Jim Jordan met behind closed doors with some of those Republicans who are not in his camp. And as those Republicans left the meeting, they told us they're still not in his camp. I mean, this opposition feels bulletproof, which makes a very cloudy picture in the future.
In Georgia's election interference case, attorney Sidney Powell, a key figure in former President Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election, has pleaded guilty. More from CBS's Robert Costa.
Sidney Powell, the conspiracy peddling former attorney for former President Donald Trump, sat in a Fulton County courtroom today and admitted to her role in the breach of voting systems in Georgia.
Are you pleading guilty today because you agree that there is a sufficient factual basis, that there are enough facts that support this plea of guilty?
Powell was sentenced to 6 years probation, will pay thousands in fines, and write an apology letter to the citizens of Georgia.
This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 biggie bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 biggie bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price participation may vary, not valid in a combo, single item at regular price.
Exergen thermometers are the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a clinically accurate, fast, and non-invasive thermometer. The Exergen thermometer is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure accurately with Exergen thermometers. Available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 43 tonight under overcast skies, northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 57.